Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Chamber annual function, but I just wanted to give you an update real quick on the University of New Orleans. A friend of mine who attended the graduation ceremony said they just finished. They came out. There were no incidents. Everything went smoothly. The graduates are celebrating with their parents right now and their family out on the grounds outside of the UNO Assembly Center, which is great news to hear. As you recall, earlier in the broadcast, we announced that there were threats and the campus was evacuated, but not the graduation ceremony. So it looks like everything went well, and we're very excited for each and every one of the graduates. And congratulations to them for their accomplishment today. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of those families. So we are now joined by Natalie Barranco, board member, CEO of Prime Business Advisory Solutions. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You are working with the Chamber. Talk to us about Prime and what it is that y'all do.
Sure. We are a business strategic consulting firm, and so we offer outsourced CFO and COO services to businesses here in the community.
So you do a lot of C-suite work with all of the folks that are working in the corporate suite, so to speak.
Absolutely. Sometimes a smaller business doesn't have the resources to hire someone like that level of expertise full-time for their business, so we serve in a fractional capacity. For some of our clients that are large enough to have a CFO, we augment that CFO and help them with larger scale projects like software integrations or automation with AI or different things like that.
Now, you recently joined the Chairman's Council. So from a business perspective or an business advisor's perspective, what did you decide at the level of investment in the Chamber that made sense for your organization, Prime?
Yeah, I mean, we work obviously with businesses trying to measure and calculate what's the best kind of ROI or the risk or like where do you need to be. And for me, it was just clear that this opportunity is just, it's more than just a sponsorship, it's an investment. And so the Chairman's Council allows you to have access at a table where I'm probably honestly wouldn't be otherwise. So we get access to our representatives and to policy and economic development, and all of those things are what help my small business clients. So I actually get to have a voice with the Chairman's Council and the events and the things that they allow us access to.
So, and what is this experience done for Prime?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I joined, the same reason I'm a Chairman's Council member is the reason I joined the New Orleans Chamber to begin with, and it was access. You know, as a small business, being able to go to all of these different networking events, there's events all of the time from small power hour lunches to the big chamber after fives that can have 200, 300 folks at it. So just being able to be out and recognized in the community and to get to know other business owners has been extremely helpful. I was an ambassador for the chamber when I first was here, and then was able to grow with the chamber as my business grew and could now sit on the board and now on the chairman's council. So it's giving us access, and that when I'm with my clients, they can understand that I am involved in the community and helping to move things forward for everyone, not just for my own clients.
Obviously, the majority of the business involved in the chamber are businesses with 1 to 5 employees. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have some of the same challenges as larger organizations, right?
That's correct. And so you get this sort of peer group that, you can network with and can be around, and they can help you actually, by their experience, help you grow your own business. And I find that you, make really good relationships. There's folks that are either clients or are really good advisors to me that I met in the chamber 10 years ago, when I first started.
Mm-hmm. And the landscape is constantly changing to include regulations, laws, all kinds of different things.
It is. And under Sandra's leadership, she has done a phenomenal job of making this not only a networking connection environment, but also this policy advocacy and economic development, and allowing us to really be able to meet with our, councilmen and, the mayor and the mayor-elect, and in Washington Mardi Gras, to be able to go and sit with your elected representatives and speak about what I hear about as a person that works with small business owners as to what the barriers are for them to be here. We want to be a friendly environment, and we want more businesses to come here. And so this allows us the opportunity to help have a little voice in that and help, shape what the policy looks like.
So when you're interacting with these business owners that are maybe trying to transform their company, grow it, scale it, maybe right size it, could be, getting larger, getting smaller, you never know. What would you say are the kind of the top three challenges for small businesses?
Yes. When businesses are trying to grow or shrink, sometimes it's very hard for them, because if all of their processes and things aren't ready for that, you can get big too fast and then you can't handle it. And then your reputation kind of takes a hit. So a lot of business owners, they're either really eager to get going too fast, or they're really slow and they want to make sure every last thing is there. And there needs to be a middle ground to that, mm-hmm. In order to be successful. So I think that's a challenge. Of course, right now, a challenge is staffing and personnel. It's hard to keep good people. Sometimes people right now, they want something that's a little challenging, but not too challenging. So, trying to help the owners kind of get the right personnel, make sure that they have cross training and all of that, because that sometimes gets lost in running the business. You forget, like, oh my goodness, somebody else needs to know how to do that task. So if that person goes out or whatever. So that's a lot of where we spend our time. And then the third thing, challenge right now, is how does AI and all this automation, like, how does that fit into my little small business? I see all of this out there, but I don't ever see how I could use any of that. And so trying to be strategic about what they, want to invest their time and their money into, that's going to really help make their business better.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For them.
It's funny that AI has brought this strategic component to the forefront in so many different ways, but what's ironic is it should have been there already for just the technologies that we have available to us right now that are not new, that in many cases are not fully implemented in a number of these businesses.
That's correct. A lot of times when they start talking to me about AI, I'm like, wait a second, let's just make sure we've made some of the technology you already have.
Let's crawl before we walk.
Right. Let's make sure you're using it to the best that it should be and that it is the most efficient before we try to go tackle something else, because AI is not something, you're not going to go to a conference and learn how to use AI for you. You're going to learn concepts and theories, and then you have to figure out how to apply it to you, which takes a lot of trial and error and practice. There's no, let me sign up and it's going to tell me what to do. So if you already have some technology, you're not leveraging it 100%, let's go fix that. Let's do that piece first. Then you can kind of step up. So I think sometimes it's a good buzzword right now, and so everybody is like, I should be doing something. But it may be just looking at your current technology stack and how can we better leverage that.
Because that current technology stack, if you're taking 100% advantage of it, may get you to the same place that AI is going to get you. Right?
It absolutely could. And it may be a lot easier to do that.
And cheaper.
Cheaper, and your staff's already in that technology stack. So there's no learning curve in terms of how the overall thing works. That just maybe is a learning curve for how those specific processes work.
We hear a lot of conversations about the way that the generations view the world and business in particular, whether it's Gen X, Y, Z, millennials, or otherwise. What do you see and what do you hear from companies that you talk to?
Yeah, a good friend of mine has just did some keynote speaking around this topic. And, you know, it's that all of those generations, they're just, they think about things differently, right? It's not that one doesn't want to do something or one wants to do it another way. It's just the way in which they're motivated to do things. And so I think once owners understand that, I can't motivate everybody the same way, and you know that, like, intuitively. Well, the generational conversation is no different.
Right.
So I think a lot of that is like, if you just kind of help, I mean, I have helped business owners that had an aging workforce embrace automation and love it. But it took a little bit of time, and it was a different approach than if I would have had, you know, some 20-something sitting in the room. I would have done it differently. So that's just my advice, is just, you know, you have to match your approach to the audience, to the person. And that can be generation, that can be background, it can be anything. But, and, you know, you can get the good results that you're looking for.
But one thing that kind of flows through all of this is to have a plan, right? Because if you don't, and you haven't thought out all the parameters of what it is that you're hoping to accomplish and how you're going to get from point A to point B, you may be spending good money after bad.
Yeah,
I've seen that a lot.
Talk a lot about, you know, you have to have a plan, number one, so you know where you're going. But number two, how do you measure how you're doing towards that plan? If it's really not written down, to me, that's a wish. That's not a plan. So you're not really actively doing, you know,
right,
anything. You're basically just wishing and kind of hoping, praying that something's going to miraculously happen.
Yeah, shooting from the hip is not a strategy and it's not a plan, is it?
That's correct. So, you know, we really want to get in there and, like, let's map it out. And that doesn't mean that it's set in stone, you know. And
right,
and what we do, which is a little bit different, is we don't just give the plan. We sit with that business owner and their team, and we work side by side to help them implement it, because it's going to change. And if I just hand you something that looks pretty and said, hey, good luck, go do it, and then you get into it and step one doesn't work like we thought it would, then you have to figure out how to pivot from that, and you may not. You may just put the plan away. You know, so having that kind of partner shoulder to shoulder with you to kind of help get you through that.
What would be the most common mistake that you would see a small business make while they're trying to deploy and implement a new technology?
I think it's, you have to think about it. What I always hear is we're going to get this software and it's going to solve all our problems. Well, process problems are not solved by software. You have to have a process that makes sense, and then the technology or the software application can help you make those gains. But what I see is
create efficiency.
Correct. Don't build a system that works the way you work today, because all you did was shove your old processes that were maybe not as efficient into a brand new technology. the point of the technology is take you to the next level. So really think about your environment and your process and how you would, like, if you could have everything you wanted, what would that look like? Then get the software to do as much of that as it can. So that's the fault that we typically see, and we try to get in early on those so we can help challenge the owner. Like, why can't it do this? Why do you have to do it that way? Like, why can't we do that? And it's not to say that what they've been doing is wrong. It's just, how can we make it better? And have you thought about it? Because you've always had to do it that way because it was so manual. But this technology can really help.
But that's the beauty. You eliminate WIPs, right? Works in process.
Correct.
And it doesn't mean that you got to get rid of those employees. You can deploy them in a much more meaningful way.
Absolutely.
To help that overall process, as you talked about, if you just take the time to sit down and envision it and figure out how that particular technology is going to assist you.
Yeah, you should no longer really be paying for someone doing a lot of like data entry and like manual processes. That person should be spending the time to be analytical and to be able to look at things and help make business decisions. You don't want to spend your money for somebody to type things into a software program anymore.
Well, I'm sure Sandra's asked you to present or do a presentation at one of these meetings. If she's not, I'm sure it's going to be coming. Has it?
Oh, yeah. So I present at the Women's Leadership Conference that happens in March.
And what's the reaction you get from folks when you start to kind of lay out common business misnomers, myths, mistakes?
Yeah, you get a lot of head shaking, right?
Thought process.
Everybody kind of knows it, but it's really being at a place. I think some of it's timing. They have to be ready to embrace this activity. And so, we always get a lot of head nodding and like, oh, I need to talk to you. But they have to come to the agreement that they need to have it done and be willing to, take some work, it takes some investment. And so you have to just kind of be ready for that. So, it's not for everybody, even though they know they need it. We have to be on their time. And it makes the process much better, honestly, when the owner's ready for it.
I had a conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about a governmental agency that was still on an IBM AS400. And we were talking about it. I said, well, it probably still has some significant functionality, but it's how they designed this whole process. And for those in the listening audience, it's like really old mainframe technology.
It is.
We've kind of moved from mainframe technology a long, long time ago.
And sometimes those systems are really hard to move away from, and I'll tell you why. They've been customized so much that like the new software can't possibly maybe do all of those things, and so folks end up shying away from it because, it may not do everything the same way that they do it today, but that's the whole reimagine, I'm sure there's a way to solve it. It just might not look exactly the same it does today.
How often do you find that people are collecting or have a desire to collect data that really doesn't connect to anything that they really needed to connect?
It does. It does happen a lot.
Just for the sake of collecting it.
It does. And then it's like, well, what are you using it for? Like, we're going to go through all of this trouble to make sure that that can happen. And then what? Like, it has to be something that you're going to use, that you're going to make decisions on. Otherwise, we are like wasting a lot of energy and
resources.
There's
no value proposition for
that. There's no value. Yes. Yeah. And then, some it's like, well, I've always looked at that. I'm like, okay, but why? Let's figure out why. Or maybe we need to be looking at something different that's going to really help move you forward, and so, sometimes, they have their heels in and that's what they want. And we'll do that because, I'm not here to argue. But eventually I think they see it because I'll give them that, but then I'll give them the other things I suggested that I think are more meaningful. And then maybe we can move away from that. But there is a lot of that goes on. They get this, like, it's almost like a comfort blanket.
A lot of people don't analyze like the reports that they kick out and the data that they collect, and do an overlay to see if the data elements that they're collecting are actually showing up in the end report ever.
That's correct. We do see a lot of that, or they continually look at a very lengthy financial statement, but there's so many lines and rows that it doesn't tell them what they should action on, so we kind of figure like, let's pick one or two or three things that you're going to really look at that really gives you that essence of how your business is doing. And let's look at those things over time. And the financial statement will get done and we will continue to do all of that. But this is what's going to, you need to take this and then go make decisions.
Running a business is hard. Starting a business is hard. Keeping a business open is hard. I find sometimes folks implement things inside their business that make it even harder.
They do, sometimes. It is true. And I think it's well-meaning, right? They think it's because it's the right thing, but I think sometimes it's that looking out, you know, and like, how is this going to impact? And I think it's, you know, sometimes they're scared or nervous or fearful that they've got to make a decision right this second. And so they maybe rush into something that maybe if you just stand back, take a look, talk to someone else, you know, kind of get some guidance before you just kind of rush in, that it won't make it so difficult.
How often do you see this insular process of a company, you know, small, medium, large, that they fall prey to that insular process, that they're only talking to themselves, you know?
Yes.
Especially if you have a group of individuals that have organically grown through that company and all they know is that company. They brought no other outside experience in.
That's correct.
And, you know, or into the conversation. Do you see that a lot?
Yeah, you do see it a lot. And we, you know, try to say, you know, you've got to bring people in to look at this that don't look at it every day, because you need sometimes a fresh perspective to just point that out. And what I have found with those same people is that they maybe couldn't do it, and then you interject some of that outside influence, and then all of a sudden they have all of these ideas because it got them thinking, you know, so that could happen. And so that's where, you know, some kind of peer group or executive coach or something like that to like just help be able to spout ideas off of each other, because otherwise you know, you get kind of stale.
You do executive coaching, right?
I do not actually do executive coaching.
But Prime, do y'all do that at all?
We do not. We do, I would call it more like business coaching, on the business and like how to strategize. I have an executive coach and I recommend that to everyone, because we work on our business, but we work on ourselves. We kind of do that together, and that's a good person to bounce ideas off of, like
no
how
doubt.
You're going to do this. And and so that's the role we play for a business owner in terms of their business. I don't call it coaching and executive type coaching, because we don't really work on the person, you know, but on the business. And we call it a strategy thought partner. And I think everyone needs one, you know, and it can be something like a consultant like us, or it can be your friend is also president or CEO of another company, or, you know, if you're in a controller level position, go meet other controllers, you know, so that you have that opportunity.
Well, I need all the coaching I can get, Natalie. That's Natalie Baranco, board member, CEO, Prime Business Advisory Solutions. Thank you so much for joining us. I love this conversation, as you can tell.
We could talk all day.
And I really enjoyed it. And have a great holiday season.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.